Today's Thursday, June 28, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from AV Week 350. I am joined by Jeremy Caldera, Brad Grimes, and Mike Shin, talking about mixed reality as a service. Jeremy Caldera starts us off discussing the challenge of understanding AV as a service.
I don't know that there is anything that can't be a service, right? I mean, you can ideally package up anything and throw a managed service offering with it or a service plan or whatever you want to do to kind of just blend it. You know, to me, I always said that the whole as a service model for AV was just glorified rebranding of leasing, right? I mean, to the extent it is almost like that. But, and if you think of it from that terms, I mean, realistically, if you're just doing that and then you're bundling a service package of some kind, whether that's remote managed services or whatever, you could, in theory, do anything as a service. This whole mixed reality as a service, I mean, I found the AV as a service thing has been very challenging for a lot of my clients because most of them say, oh, that's a great idea, but we're just going to put that under capital funds, right? And so, and I kind of understand where they're coming from when they explain it to me because we're talking about stuff that, you know, is integral to a room when it's wiring through walls, it's conduit, it's all this other stuff that has to go together. Something like this mixed reality as a service makes a little bit more sense to me, you know, selling that as a service because, I mean, that technology, even though our technology does progress, that's going to progress even faster. You know, so you're going to want to get those upgrades. You're going to want to get that, you know, additional stuff that we talk about in the AV world, but it's harder to implement.
Mike, you're sitting here shaking your head at as Jeremy's talking about, you know, it's difficult sometimes for clients to kind of wrap their head around AV as a service. Are you still fighting that?
Oh, absolutely. Getting clients to understand AV as a service is a big challenge. The idea of purchasing a 100,000 system and paying for it over the course of 5 years with a lease to buy option at the end is not something that most corporate organizations, at least, are interested in really talking about because that means OPEX spend. That means annual costs that they need to keep in line and they need to drive the revenue in order to fund that on an annual basis, which is unpredictable. Whereas with capital expenditures, they know that they have the money from profits from years past to be able to make that kind of reinvestment in their organization. So it's a whole lot easier for them to just take a whole system and do it as a CapEx. However, you know, AV as a service in general, you know, is growing and our offerings are growing. But a lot of it's related to labor and support, not necessarily towards hardware purchasing.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.